Danny wakes up in his black sedan, covered in sweat. He dozed off, and that's not like him. It's the broken air conditioner and humidity making him groggy. He opens his heavy eyelids and cranes his sticky neck to see John through the living room window, getting his horror fix from the late-hour news. Mass fear stimulating the adrenaline glands and slowly becoming relief and appreciation for abnormal day-to-day civilized living. 10 horror stories for every 1 feel-good story. That was the media ratio, and the secret to growing an audience and running a successful news business with paying advertisers. John suddenly jerks to his feet. Danny figures he lost reception again as he observes John approach the TV. He fiddles with 2 long antennas, smacks the side of the story box, then sits back down and sips on a warm glass of milk as he takes in the horrors of the world and the safety and security of his home. Danny makes a note on his yellow pad about the TV. He could probably use it in his final design, along with a refrigerator. As he considers the possibilities of building tension, a bead of sweat drips off his nose and splats on the pen. He wipes his face with his arm, wishing he had the money to repair his air conditioner. Then he realizes he'll complete his design soon, and his story, and with his story, a paycheck. But the important thing is to not rush the design or miss out on the opportunities he knows time and patience will bring his dark imagination.